Charles.
Thanks very much indeed. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 23rd of September. The general synopsis at midnight, high Ireland, 1032, expected 40s with little change by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira. Northerly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good. South at Cira, northerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first and 2 later. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming south 3 or 4 later in Cromarty. Showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Northerly, 4 or 5, veering northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 at times later in northwest Dogger and in Fisher. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White. North or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Dover. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in north. Showers in south, good. Biscay, northeast, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Southeast, Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest, Fitzroy, Sole, variable, 2 to 4, becoming southerly, 4 or 5 in west Sole. Rain later in West Sole, good, becoming moderate or poor later in West Sole. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northeast, veering east or southeast, 2 to 4. Showers at first in Irish Sea, good. Shannon, Rockall. Southerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in West Rockall, perhaps gale 8 later in northwest Rockall. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in west. Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly, 2 to 4, backing southerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Showers, good. Bailey, southerly, 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first in east, increasing 7 at times in west, perhaps gale 8 later in west. Fair, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in west. Fair Isle, East Faroes. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming southerly, 4 or 5 later. Showers, good. West Faroes, southeast Iceland, southwesterly, 3 to 5, backing southerly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in western southeast Iceland. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 23rd of September. Tidree Automatic. Southwest by west, 1, 32 miles, 1,029, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 2, 19 miles, 1,028, steady. Lerwick, northwest, 2, 30 miles, 1,026, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south, 2, 30 miles, 1,029, steady. Bridlington, northwest, 3, 1,028, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. North-northeast, 5, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. North-northeast, 6, 11 miles, 1,026. Jersey. Northeast by east, 3, 22 miles, 1,026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast, 4, 11 miles, 1,028. Scilly Automatic. Northeast, 2, 9 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east, 2, 27 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east, 1, 19 miles, 1,030, steady. Malin Head, south, 2, 24 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 23rd of September. The general situation, high pressure will continue to dominate during the next 24 hours with a lot of fair weather and mostly only light or moderate breezes. However, strong winds and showers will affect the southeast of England at times, and a fresh southerly wind will develop tonight near the Hebridean Islands. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less, then south or southeast, 3 or 4 later. Showers, becoming fair later, good. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first near Rattray Head, becoming variable, 3 or less, then southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4 later. Showers in far north, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest, 3 or 4, veering north or northeast, 2 to 3, becoming variable, 3 or less later. Showers later, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in south, veering northeasterly, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly, veering northeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in north and 6 in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in west, increasing 7 at times in east. Showers, mainly in east, good, occasionally moderate in east. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time in far west. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast, 2 to 4, becoming variable, 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, 3 or less, becoming east or northeast, 2 to 4 later. Showers, then fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southeast, 3 or 4 later. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first in Liverpool Bay. Isle of Man, variable but mainly north at first, 3 or less, mainly fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable, becoming southerly or southeasterly, 3 or less, occasionally 4 later in north. Showers, then fair, good. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly, 2 or 3 later. Showers, then fair, good. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable, 2 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Showers, then fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest, 2 or 3, backing south, 3 to 5. Showers, then fair, good. Shetland Isles, variable, 3 or less, becoming west, 2 or 3, then backing south, 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin, and it brings the time to just before 5:43. Time now for prayer for the day here on Radio 4 with Father Philip Blackledge of Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Melrose.
Good morning. This week I have been largely recovering from the Melrose Music Festival, a week-long festival of varied and vibrant music of all styles, of which I am the Chair of Trustees. In our festival we heard music that was over 1,000 years old, a music which hadn't even been composed on the morning it was being performed. But the thread which led us through the whole week was the music of the Church, both modern and ancient. The festival ended with the singing of Compline, the night prayer, and for me, passionate about music since I was a child, singing and prayer are so linked to me that it's hard to think of one without the other. The abbey which dominates our town of Melrose is 900 years old, but like so many abbeys around the borders, it lies in ruins. But the music which was sung there is as alive and as vibrant as it was when those first stones were laid, not ruinous, but whole, living. We sang it at Compline. 10th century plain song, aching and mournfully beautiful. Music from the 15th and 16th centuries, which winds itself around the plain song and grows out of it like vines from branches, ornamenting the song of the church. And the prayers that were prayed in that monastery 8 times a day for hundreds of years, we still pray today, keeping us in the night and greeting us at the dawn. So I use one of them for my prayer today. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we may fall into no sin, neither run into any danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by your governance, to do always what is righteous in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with Philip Blackledge. The Today programme's coming up at 6 o'clock. Nick Robinson and Justin Webb presenting this morning. Now, though, at 6:15, it's Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Autumn has arrived, but the blue tongue virus is still with us. Vets are warning farmers not to get complacent, despite some animal movement rules being relaxed for Scotland and Wales.
It's not going to go away. It's going to repeat. So we could almost think of it like an endemic disease, in the sense that we need to build control of it into our individual farm plans.
And the lengths farmers will go to make sure apples are sun-kissed all over.
Rather than just relying on the sun coming down and hitting the apple from the sky, we've put reflective fabric on the ground so that the light is actually bouncing on the fabric and colouring up the apples underneath.
We'll be out in the orchard a little later. First, though, it's conference season, and not just for political parties. A group of farmers who look